This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple infrastructure and industrial projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in Telangana. These projects collectively aim to strengthen connectivity, improve logistics efficiency, enhance safety and provide a better travel experience for people. The event held at the Hyderabad International Convention Centre was attended by Telangana Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla, Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy, Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy and other senior leaders. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, India is effectively managing the energy crisis arising from the West Asia conflict due to the steps taken by the centre, adding that the restrained use of fuel is a need of the hour. He said imported petroleum products should be used only as required, which would help save foreign exchange and reduce the adverse impact of the ongoing conflict.
जो एनर्जी प्रोडक्ट हम विदेशों से मंगाते हैं हमें प्रयास करना है कि जितनी जरूरत है उतना ही उपयोग करें इससे विदेशी मुद्रा की भी बचत होगी और युद्ध के संकट से होने वाले दुष्प्रभाव को भी कम किया जा सकता
मिस्टर मोदी said that India has emerged as one of the leading countries in solar power generation.
बीते सालों में सोलर पावर के मामले में भारत दुनिया के टॉप देशों में पहुंच चुका है पेट्रोल में इथेनॉल ब्लेंडिंग को लेकर अभूतपूर्व काम हुआ है पहले हमने 100% एलपीजी कवरेज पर फोकस किया अब हम पाइप से सस्ती गैस पर फोकस कर रहे हैं सीएनजी आधारित व्यवस्था को प्रमोट कर रहे हैं ऐसे तमाम प्रयासों के कारण भारत इस बहुत बड़े वैश्विक ऊर्जा संकट का सामना कर रहा है
Among the major projects unveiled include PM Mitra Park in Warangal, also known as the Kakatiya Mega Textile Park. Built at an estimated cost of around 1,700 crore rupees, it is the country's first fully operational PM Mitra Park and is aimed at creating an integrated textile ecosystem under the centre's 5F vision, spanning farm, fiber, factory, fashion and foreign markets. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the country's preparedness to deal with possible floods and heat wave conditions. Chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Shah assessed the readiness of the central government agencies, reviewed early warning systems, resource deployment and inter-agency coordination to ensure zero loss of life and minimal loss of property. The minister also reviewed the progress of long-term flood mitigation measures being taken across the country, including protection of critical infrastructure projects, river management initiatives, and scientific advancements in forecasting. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today expanded his cabinet with 6 BJP leaders taking oath as ministers. Additionally, 2 ministers of state were elevated and assigned independent charge. Governor Anandiben Patel administered the oath of office in secrecy at a ceremony held at Jan Bhavan in Lucknow. With the latest expansion, the strength of the Council of Ministers in the 403-member Uttar Pradesh Assembly has reached 60, the maximum permitted strength. Vice Admiral Sanjay Vatsayan has been appointed as the next Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief of the Western Naval Command headquartered in Mumbai. He will take charge of one of Indian Navy's most strategically important commands, responsible for safeguarding India's Western Maritime Front and key sea lanes in the Arabian Sea. He is currently serving as the Vice Chief of the Naval Staff. In Pakistan, 15 security personnel were killed and several injured in a suicide attack at a police post in restive Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Police said the attack took place yesterday when security personnel opened fire on an explosive laden vehicle approaching the police post, triggering a massive blast. After the explosion, a large group of gunmen launched an attack on the police post, triggering heavy exchange of fire. The powerful explosion completely destroyed the police post, with several security personnel being reportedly buried under the rubble. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 204 runs for Chennai Super Kings at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. In reply, Chennai Super Kings 165 for 3 in 15 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow posted 203 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.